Congresswoman Michelle Lujan Grisham has represented District 1 in New Mexico since 2013. Prior to serving in Congress, Lujan Grisham served as a cabinet secretary for three different New Mexico governors, overseeing the Department of Aging and Long-Term Services and the Department of Health. Lujan Grisham is running for Democratic nomination for governor on June 5th. In part two of a three-part series, Edmundo Resendez spoke to Lujan Grisham about the minimum wage and film tax credits.
With the recent tax reform, many businesses across the country have come out in favor of the tax reform law. Some have given raises and bonuses to their employees. Is this a good time to increase the minimum wage?
You know, in New Mexico, I don't know that we've seen the same sort of investment strategies in some industries, potentially. But I say absolutely yes, because that federal tax package did little to address sort of the infrastructure tax investments and incentives, particularly in green energy. If we don't make those kinds of investments, and the Trump administration has been really clear that they don't intend to do that, and you asked me specifically about the minimum wage, in this environment, the wage earners at the lowest end are the wage earners that lose any of those tax benefits. They're the folks that didn't have a permanent tax basis. They might have gotten a small increase, which is still valid, but it's not enough to carry them through, and it's not going to move them in an environment that I think gives them real wage equality and stability. So New Mexico needs to set a floor, needs to partner with companies. If companies, because of the tax incentives, are already at $10 to $12, then we look at figuring out what we can do to make sure that that stays over the long haul. And by setting a policy, they can't reduce those wages when those tax benefits expire in the short term, because that's been the history of the non-trickle-down tax benefits.
Film tax credits have been debated in the legislature over the last several years. At the moment, the tax cuts are capped. What are your thoughts on the film tax credits?
Oh, I want to lift those caps immediately. It's the one tax investment in this state that pays for itself. And I think that we've minimized huge opportunities in film and digital media. This is a real rural economic development equalizer, because you can do film production anywhere. And in fact, some of the rural areas, based on their geography and their light and their downtowns and their communities, are ripe for those kinds of investments. The fact that we capped it meant that several other states, including Georgia, really sort of stole that book of business from New Mexico. And it also meant that we didn't have the returns on that investment that we want. So we didn't build sound stages and film studios and film schools and create entrepreneurial aspects. We didn't do any of that. I think it's a huge economic benefit, and I plan to lift those caps. And one issue is we've really lost credibility in the film industry, because as we capped it, we also might have invited folks to come, but told them that we were beyond our tax credit limits, so we deferred those payments. Well, some of these producers aren't sure if they're going to get paid, and some of these producers weren't willing to take that risk. You know, you need the money up front in order for small producers to really compete. And you know who those small producers are? They're New Mexicans. So let's give New Mexicans the opportunity to have these kinds of meaningful, clean, green careers.
I've worked with many small businesses here in the Las Cruces community in the Mesilla Valley. And what I hear repeatedly from some of these businesses is that New Mexico is not business friendly, that there's too many loopholes that they have, not loopholes, that there's too many
red tape and regulations. Bureaucracy.
In your opinion, is New Mexico a business-friendly state?
I think we say we're business-friendly, but we don't operate very effectively. And again, we're divided. We don't have any partnerships. I'm going to have a small business council inside the governor's office. I want it to work on small business and business-friendly policies, and including having relationships that are meaningful. I also want to do an entrepreneurial council. But here's just an easy example. So I talk to small businesses all the time, and I was a small business. So you get your local license. You want to make sure that you get your tax ID. And then if you're a business that requires a license, permit, or certification, which most businesses do, this means that you're going to get 3, 4, 5, 10 visits from cities, counties, and state government. They all come at different times. They all have different reports. One group doesn't talk to another group. And the worst example I ever heard was a young man who's a chef in Santa Fe who was almost put out of business because he couldn't get his catering license. And it was over small issues, but he could never get the state to come back, right, to do that review. We're not going to do that anymore. We're going to send teams, one or two people. We're going to team up with these local bodies of government where you have to have a similar either permit review or certification, and we're going to do it together. And nobody leaves until you're ready to go. This is the way that folks feel like it's really a partnership and it's not a gotcha, where we're looking for reasons not to let you open your doors.
That was Congresswoman Michelle Lujan Grisham. The full interview is available online and can be heard this Saturday during Images at 5:30.